Hey guys, this is Nisha Campbell from But Why the Geek Community. Today I'll be chatting with the English dubcast of One Piece. Today I'm joined by Colleen Clickenbird, Lucy Christian, Sunny Strait, and Eric Vale. Hey guys.
Hey guys.
I will apologize now because I'm really trying to restrain my fangirlness right now. If you cannot tell from my shelf dedicated to One Piece characters. I think I have all of your characters as mini like figurines. Lego figurines. So I'm really excited to talk to you guys about the 1000th episode.
Yeah.
Woo! So let's dive right in. You know, with the 1000th episode of One Piece being a major milestone for the series, how does it feel being a part of such a monumental moment in, I would say, anime history?
Monumental.
It really just, it feels like the culmination of a lot of years of not knowing where we really sat in the world of anime. Like, we knew that One Piece was awesome, and it didn't always feel like America or the English-speaking audience had quite caught on. And now we're to this fever pitch where everybody is so invested and so excited, and we could all celebrate at the same time. And the number 1000 was a wonderful symbol of that.
So great. I took a screenshot with my phone. Yeah, just to be like, look, we made it.
It's like beyond an honor to do this. You know, you feel honored to do this, but at this point, it's gone beyond that. It's almost like it's part of the fabric of the zeitgeist of modern culture now. And we get to be an instrumental part of that. That's just amazing.
I just did a quick look here of like television shows that have reached 1000 episodes, and there's not a lot of them. They're out there, but they're not a lot of them. And to be part of that catalog is just astounding.
Were they shows with a narrative or just shows like The Tonight Show and stuff like that?
A lot of game shows and a lot of soap operas.
But
soap operas can do it. You know, soap operas are running every day. So that makes it a lot easier, I think, for them to get there.
Yeah.
But there is a soap opera element to One Piece.
It's way harder. We should be, you know, this show should actually be tagged with way more than 1000 just because of the effort involved.
Not from us.
Not from us. No.
We do hardly anything, but the animators work hard.
No, that's awesome. I mean, you're right, because now I think about it, like, I can't think of another TV show that has 1000 episodes. I don't even think The Simpsons have 1000 episodes yet, or I could be wrong. But another question for you guys. One Piece has captured hearts of fans worldwide for over 2 decades. What do you believe is the key to the show's success and popularity?
I'm going to go for story. Like, there are any number of correct answers to that. But to me, the fact that Oda has been able to keep this story interesting for this long is just a true testament to his genius. Like, there are no dips in interest. There is no point where you boot out and you're like, and then you come back in. It's just gotten better and better throughout the years. And right now we're culminating at a point where everybody is waiting to see how he's going to wrap it up. And we all have opinions on how that's going to happen. And I'm very excited to see what it is.
Oda has the confidence and the courage to actually give consequences to actions and develops them from there. So many shows, it's like, what happened doesn't matter. It's just to entertain you for this episode. But everything matters and everything builds to something. And that takes a lot of courage as a writer. He's done something that no one's done. It's amazing.
There's a lot of callbacks. Like, you're right. Like, you start and you see something that happens in episode 5 that doesn't pay off until episode 500. And that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. No, that's true. Oda is, I think, very gifted when it comes to foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder how much is in his head, how far ahead of time this is. Or does he just remember everything and goes, oh, yeah, you know, that would be good if we did this now. But the fact that he does, that everything you do is going to have a consequence, that's an amazing accomplishment, especially going through 1000 episodes doing that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm sure it's been a very awesome experience, just given that you all have, you know, voiced these characters for quite a long time. Would you say you've been able to build a bond with your character and any other characters over the course of the episodes of this journey in general?
Have we bonded with our characters personally?
Well, I mean, if they're like, if you see them, like, do you have any other favorite characters that you've developed a close bond with or connection with through over the course? I mean, it can be your own characters, that's fine. But I mean, like, for as many episodes you've all voiced these characters for, I'm just curious if, like, if it's your own or if it's another character.
Yeah. I'm gonna for
Nami, I mean, it's certainly been great for me to watch her attain a lot, I feel like. But I mean, her support and relationship with Luffy is the one that sort of is the most constant for her and just gets crystallized and crystallized and crystallized the more they go along. Yeah. You know, there's a reason that when I meet people, they're like, say, I hope Luffy will be Pirate King. Like, you know, it's great. And that's really fun to see.
Yeah. Usopp has a close bond with Chopper and Luffy, obviously. But I think I like playing scenes even more with the people he's not as close with, like Nami and Zoro. Some of the most funny scenes happen with when they mix these people who probably don't make a good team at all. And yet it just for comedy, it works great.
Yep.
Oh, I think they make great teams. I love the way the bonds are different depending on which groups are together. So like if you get Usopp and Luffy and Chopper together, that is one whole, like, you could have a whole episode of just them with the star eyes, like, mystery thing, and all excited about food or whatever. And then if you get Luffy and Zoro together, that's a completely different thing, and now we're gonna kick some ass. And I think Sanji and Nami having that, like, manipulative back and forth where she tells him what to do and lets him crush on her as much as he wants. Sure, get me this thing. That's all of the little separate bonds are super special. And then you add in the ships, and like, we've got a bond with an inanimate object. And
the
it doesn't matter who you pair up. They are so well fleshed out and so three-dimensional as characters that you're always going to have a bond with whoever you're in a scene with. It just depends on how it's going to be spun.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's so true.
I think that's beautiful. I liked, go ahead. Sorry.
In funny terms, I love also when they're all together, it's so fun because, you know, by this point, everybody knows them. And I love that Oda lets them, they're never not themselves. I mean, and they go through different things, but they're always who they are. And they are in some hilarious situations when they're all switching bodies, when everybody's got, Sanji's got my body, and I have to tell him to stop touching my boobs.
Yeah, that's great.
It's so fun. Also, just to like, I'm all over the place, but I watched the 1000th episode again, and when they're doing all of the straw hats and doing our bounties and all of that, I audibly like went, when they did Chopper, because the awesome narrator is like, you know, Tony Chopper, 100 berries. Of course he has 100 berry bounty. Bless. So cute.
Oh no, I love that. But that actually is a perfect segue. I was gonna ask, like, if you all have seen the 1000th episode, what was your first reactions, like just initial reactions seeing the full production after it was done?
I saw it in LA at an event, and it had a bunch of fans there and everything, so I was watching it with the fans, and I've never seen the show with fans before. It was very emotional. I had to keep from crying because they just went crazy over it. I mean, it's nice when they come up to you at tables and tell you how much they appreciate it, or they tell you at panels and stuff, but to watch it with them was just overwhelmingly wonderful.
I was actually there.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I was. It was very like just nice to hear the production team, you know, the animation team and everyone who was there was on stage for that panel talk about it. And like even hearing like having the cast there, I think I'm like, oh my god, they're here. The Straw Hats are here to watch it with us. I think that was really special. It was just nice to feel the energy from other fans who were just like so many people came in cosplays. I was really, really like I did not feel out of place in my Robin cosplay.
I said it before, so they might be tired of hearing it, but I loved how self-aware the episode was of just knowing what it was and celebrating with the fans of we made it to this far, we made it to episode 1000, and they did it by showing you how far you'd come, so you got to see where people came from and where they are now. And it wasn't they didn't spend too much time trying to stuff it full of a continuation of the plot. It was more of like a celebration of how far we've come, and I liked that. I think we needed that like breathing point just so we could all simultaneously be like, yes.
Yeah,
I love that a lot. And then speaking of the 1000th episode, some more, you know, One Piece in general explores friendship, resilience, pursuing one's dreams. How do you feel the 1000th episode touched on those themes?
Well, I definitely think, I mean, from the get-go, starting with the throwback to our first opening song, from there to the end of the episode, where it is literally all of the Straw Hats reaffirming our allegiance to Luffy and this journey. Like, everybody is behind him going, I'm with ya. And that's how it ends, you know, that's the end. So it's like sort of from where we started to, and we're still here, and let's go get Kaido, you know.
Mm-hmm. And all of us doing what we do best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really showing you why they came together as a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody is needed for their own individual reason.
I agree. I think there's that moment where Zoro and Luffy are looking up at the ceiling, and it's kind of like, I felt like that was like one of the, like coming, like you were saying, it's very aware of itself, but it's like, it feels like a very meta moment when Luffy's just like, it's kind of like him acknowledging there's like still a long way to go. Like they've all made it so far. And it's like in the scene, like, yes, the ceiling is very high and there's a long way to go. And it's like one of those moments, like Luffy just said something very poignant. But I don't know if he meant it in necessarily a very like literal sense either, but it's like it works because Luffy has those moments where it's like he'll say something very poignant and powerful. And I thought that was like one of the moments in this episode that I think like, oh, this is awesome. This is just like, this is what we all like are here for.
I love it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So then were there any other scenes throughout the 1000th episode that particularly stood out for you all?
I loved when Frankie came roaring in. That was great. And Chopper and Usopp have that little moment where they're like, yes, combine.
Oh, yeah. All that for nothing.
I know. And then there's no room. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Colleen, I think you're still on mute.
My bad. Sorry. Okay. Loud in here. I mean, I liked the moments when it came back to the fight and it reminded you that we're still current. Mm-hmm. So like I liked the moments that were tying it into the continuation of the story. Mm-hmm. But it didn't give me goosebumps the way like all the callbacks did. The little callbacks and the like splash shots of this is what was what this person is representative of. Those just are those moments as a fan are such big payoffs. So, yeah, anytime that gives you the chills, somebody's doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah, there
are a lot of moments in this series that give us chills. Mm-hmm. Probably more than any show I've ever done.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So with the 1000th episode highlights the incredible journey of the characters, what aspects of your own character's growth and storyline really resonated with you personally, if you have any of those that, you know, you felt resonated with you?
I tell this story all the time, but in Water 7, when he has the money stolen from him and he's crying and he's angry. And it's the first time I ever cried real tears while recording a character or even acting any character, because I did theater for 14 years before I did this. And all of a sudden I just locked onto this character. And then he just started growing really fast, you know, and fighting Luffy was remarkable that he even lived, you know. But I just love seeing him test his mettle and go pushing himself further and further, no matter how scared he is. And he's still scared to this day, but he'll do what he has to do, you know?
That's a pretty big theme throughout, and something that every one of the characters does. That theme of perseverance is something that all of the Straw Hats have. And Luffy, like, I mean, he can be getting his ass handed to him over and over and over again, and it's not even like he's just getting back up and going, I gotta keep trying. It's like you can see the gears turning of how, what am I missing, what is he doing that I'm not doing, how do I access it, what do I remember from the past training that I've had. He's putting it all together in a way that is very intellectual in terms of Luffy, something that you don't expect from him. But I just think, I think that he's so invested in this moment right now, and in not panicking about the future and in not getting traumatized by the past. He is just so invested in the current moment. And that is something that I can't say that I've learned from him, because I don't think that I am that way, but it's something that I would like to take from him if possible.
I love that. Eric or Lucy, would you say you have any like moments with your characters, with Nami and Sanji, like that?
Well, yes. I mean, I think Nami has, I mean, again, going back to story, there are so many great, there's so many great interactions in times of trial and growth for all of these characters. Nami obviously has a really big one very early in the arc that is, you know, just so wonderfully written. It's arresting in the Japanese. It's awesome in the English. I think it's the best hook of the show. It's that moment, you know, that I just really, for all of them, am so happy for all of them, because Nami finally, after saying, get out of here, says, I have no more spoons. Please help. Like, and Luffy, who all along has given everybody way more credit than we deserve, is like, of course I will, guys. And they're like, huh, yeah, let's go, you know. And then Luffy just walks in and punches out Arlong. Like, it's this wonderful, as everybody just sort of stands there agape, right? And yeah. I truly believe that this show like picks up and ejects forward from that moment. But for her, I just feel like it's such a big deal. It's such a big moment for her. And it lets you sort of, it made my kids go from being like, why is Nami such a bad friend? To, oh my gosh, don't hurt yourself. Oh, I like her. Oh, she's sacrificial. She's a tough girl in need of friends and family, right? You know?
I love that. Thank you. Like, I will say, like, Nami's part, I do tell all my friends, but I convince them or convert them into watching One Piece, because I'm known as the One Piece evangelist in my friends group. Yes. But it's ambassador. Thank you. Like, I just need my little, like, one of my manga, and just be like, have you heard about our savior Luffy? But no, I think I tell them like two of the story arcs that really touched me was like Sanji's and Nami's, like from the get-go. Like, and I think like I tell them just like just give it a, like 40 or so episodes. Give it, because I feel like if you like there's other characters like Luffy, Zoro, and Usopp that I think people do attach to like early on in the series. But I'm like, if you could just hold on to Arlong Park, I feel like by then people, they're like, I get it.
And I think that's like, there's the, I mean, I feel like all the Straw Hats have like their own arcs and journeys and stories. So like hearing you all talk about like what resonated with you, I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I mean, that is kind of a consensus that Arlong Park is where you, it changes tone from this could be fun to I'm in. This is, yeah. This show is for me.
Agreed.
Well, there's that wonderful moment when, because to me, that's where you start to go, what is Luffy about? Like, his head is stretched out underwater for how long? I don't know. Bananas, right? And that's kind of, I think, the first time you really get like, what is happening?
Like, what is this show?
How are they going to get out of it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and they're beat to crap. I mean, Arlong's men are really powerful. And I mean, Zoro is about beat to death. Sanji has been beat. They're just, everybody's taken such a beating. It looks really dire from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I feel like when I was, when my friends were watching, they're like, how is Luffy, this rubber boy, going to beat this man who is a shark? I'm like, just keep watching. Trust the process. Trust the process. And it's just, I think like that could be said for a lot of the characters, like when they come to challenges, like how are the Straw Hats going to get out of this? I'm like, you just have to trust the process. Just right.
Yeah. Let it. It's let not it about overwhelming might. Like, it's not, you don't see Luffy and go, oh, man, so yeah, strong. I already fight him.
Right. Right. And a lot of people will say that they think Luffy is overpowered or he has this power that like makes him like, you know, like builds like all this plot armor. And I'm just like, I used to tell my friends, like, think about how hard it is probably to control your body. And like when you're a baby, you learn how to walk and stuff. Now imagine your body's rubber and now you have to find new limitations of your body. I'm like, I have a lot of respect for that. Like, he's, yes, it sounds like the most silliest power, but like when you really stop and think about it, like, that's challenging.
He's been beaten down so much he almost quit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the tiger character? I can't remember the one that was really mopped the floor with you. And I'm still, Usopp is standing on the hill yelling at him, get up!
I don't know if he's ever, like, I've never seen him get to the point of quitting for sure. But I do think that there are some manga revelations that I don't want to spoil that will kind of clue people into why he is able to rally and find new avenues towards success. And that's something that, who was it who pointed out? I think, was it Ian, Lucy, who pointed out this past weekend that we're living in the only generation of anime watchers, anime viewers, who are watching this without knowing end. Like, we don't know what the One Piece is. We don't know Luffy's secret that, you know, we'll find out towards the end. We don't know any of the things, but future viewers will probably already have heard it by the time they start watching it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What a fun factoid, like, I didn't even think about.
Yeah.
Of course it is. That's true. It's just, I had never thought about it. Like, it's what's the comparison? Like, what's the big secret? Like, watching, I don't know. I can't think of something that is current in the zeitgeist that has a surprise ending that it's like.
Everybody knows Darth Vader is Luke's father.
There you go.
Right. There you go.
That's right. You know that now. That's correct.
You're watching without knowing that. Yeah. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So I know we're wrapping up, getting close to our time, but I did want to ask you all, so when it comes to the fans, and you've talked about how much it means for them to like talk about how much your characters mean, how much they love the show, but what would you say is something you want to tell friends without any spoilers? I know there's a lot going on and a lot more to come after the 1000th episode, but what are you most excited for fans to see after the 1000th episode?
Gear 5.
I know what I'm excited to see. I want to see Gear 5.
I don't even consider that a spoiler at this point. Because
It's not a spoiler. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all stoked to see how that plays out. I'm very nervous, but I am up for the challenge. And I'm just going to, you know, absorb all of the energy of all of the people ever who are screaming about it right now, and then put it back into the show.
I love that. That's awesome. And then if you could leave the fans just one message, what message would you like to send to fans who have been following One Piece throughout the journey up to this point?
Wow. That's hard to express that kind of gratitude, because I don't think any of us have experienced that kind of devotion to things we've been a part of, you know? I don't think anybody has. This is an amazing honor. Thank you guys for doing it, for being there.
Thanks for letting us be a part of the journey. And you know, including us, like, we know that we're not the original Japanese actors and or performers or production crew or any of that. And we're a part of the audience that loves it with you. We're stoked to be a part of the ride.
We all started as audience members.
Yeah.
You know, and so now we get to do for people the thing that got us to do this in the first place. So that's something to be very grateful for.
Yeah.
And I hope that people who've been watching it forever are, and following it and reading it, are enjoying this moment the most.
Enjoy it however you want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you want to watch the original, if you want to watch English and Spanish and German or French or however you're ingesting this, enjoy the story.
Do it. Yeah.
But the story is beautiful.
Yeah, it's worth the investment.
Well, on behalf of fans, I will say thank you so much to all of your work. I appreciate it. I love your guys' work, and it means a lot to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time today.
Yay!
Thank you.